Good afternoon. I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. It's 4:32. I'm sitting in for Mackenzie Bates. He's taking a well-deserved week off. We could have another brief brush with freezing temperatures tonight. The forecast calls for Tuscaloosa to reach 32 degrees for an hour or two tomorrow morning. Selma will be just above freezing tonight. That's a warm spell compared to temperatures in the 20s this morning. Forecasters were warning residents to cover up their plants and bring in their pets with a cold blast that made Alabama as cold as the northern plain states. The outlook looks milder heading into Thanksgiving. The city of Huntsville is working to make the holiday season special for some local families. Every year, the Downtown Rescue Mission helps the homeless and families during the Thanksgiving holidays. The mission provides Thanksgiving boxes filled with items to prepare a Thanksgiving meal. Tonia Beverly is director of events and business partnership at the Downtown Rescue Mission. She says these packages give families something to be thankful for during the holidays.
We have so many people in our community that really are struggling, that would not have Thanksgiving for their family otherwise, that really have to choose, you know, am I going to keep the power on or are we going to eat?
Families can sign up to receive Thanksgiving packages at the Downtown Rescue Mission. The goal this year is to give away 800 boxes to these families. Both the Alabama Crimson Tide and Auburn Tigers handily defeated their opponents over the weekend, setting up both teams for the annual Iron Bowl rivalry game this coming Saturday. Cyrus Jones returned two punts for touchdowns against Charleston Southern. He's the only Alabama player to do that since 1944, and that's when they started keeping records. The Iron Bowl is next, and head coach Nick Saban wants his players to try to treat it like any other week.
You know, these kind of games where guys get so sort of wired emotionally that they don't do a good job of executing, or they run out of gas at some point. So I really do think that you got to focus on execution and just playing your best football and have the expectation it's going to be a really tough game, and you're going to have to fight, you know, for 15 rounds.
For Auburn, Jeremy Johnson threw two touchdown passes and ran for two more scores to lead Auburn to a 56-34 victory over Idaho. This Saturday's Iron Bowl game will be played at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. on CBS. And some restaurants in Gulf Shores are waiting to see whether the city council will charge their customers for parking. The board is set to vote on a plan that would have close to 200 paid parking spots near Mikey's Restaurant, Ribs and Reds, and DeSoto Seafood Kitchen. The original plan called for 341 spaces. The revised plan will charge nothing for parking during December, January, or February. Currently, the city has close to 500 paid parking spots. 350 of those slots are at the public beach. The going rate now is $5 a day, charged from March through the end of September. I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News.